We're gonna write a book about everything. So many things that we can explore. Documented in a series of podcasts.
I'm not sure what we're doing this for.
Flat 29's big book of everything. Burn all the textbooks cause they're obsolete.
Flat 29.
It's our attempt to rewrite history by making podcasts every week.
Big Fatty wrote in and asked us to tell each other's quirks and oddities. Quirks and oddities? Have any of us got any particular quirks?
I'm just a bit weird in general, aren't I?
I think Rich counts as our quirk and our oddity.
I'm just odd.
On his own. Yeah.
He's an oddity.
I'm really normal, but I'm really odd.
There you go. You've got some oddities that we've talked about in a previous podcast where you're very scared of Big Fatty.
Yeah.
And
that's freaky.
Luckily, that doesn't come up.
Luckily, that's fine.
So you're kind of all right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Where you're very scared of Big Fatty.
Yeah, freaky.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4819. The BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. And y'all, we got several things that we need to celebrate. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And good morning to you as well. Ooh, ooh.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, Islanders. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Islanders today because y'all... Today is the anniversarium of the Faroe Islands. We'll have more about that and the national anthem coming up in just a minute. But y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was old Stinkpot and Scotty, the little Aussie battler, and the number one fan of the BFO for 2026, Miserous Lauren. Soccer celebrators. Y'all, today is Olaf Soka, and y'all, it commemorates the death of Saint Olaf. Oh, yes, baby, that was a snowman, right? No. And y'all, the day is filled with dance and rowing, and y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver is right in the middle of it. She, I ask how it's going. She says that she's probably just going to be drunk today. See, y'all, I couldn't believe it. On Tuesday, y'all, I received an e-letter saying there was a new pin on the hand map, and y'all, I rushed over, and y'all, it's old Stinkpot. And y'all, by the way, did you know old Stinkpot used to do TV commercials? Yes, Big Fatty. There's a song written about him too, wearing diapers. It's true. But y'all, I went to look on the hand map as to where Stinkpot's pen is, and y'all, it's right there in Pico Hollow. It's between Lawson Hollow and McCullough Hollow, near the intersection of 11 and 103. But y'all, that's in Arkansas. You know, that's where the Cricket Hat is. So, y'all, who knew? Who knew that Stinkpot's been lying to us all along about the Finger Lakes District? Y'all, he's near Crooked Hat.
¶¶
SSQD Studios. It's time for Follow-Up Question Month. It's a month of answering follow-up questions from the So-So Question Contest from back in February. And now, here's Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty!
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our next so-so question. No, it's not a so-so question. It's a follow-up question. Y'all, it's a follow-up to so-so question number 15 from February the 25th. and y'all, that Daniel Biba sent this question in. He says, why do you have your mechanical set to answer after 15 rings? Well, Big Fatty admonishes the unidentified caller that he, of all people, should know that matters of mechanical settings are well outside of Big Fatty's immediate expertise and control. The mechanical rings 15 times because that's the default. Good Lord, Mr. Brewer, think about what you're asking. This is Big Fatty that you have called. And the follow-up question is, should a voice letter line ring 2 times because callers are impatient, or 4 times to give callers a chance to collect their thoughts? Well, y'all, this is an excellent follow-up question. You know, Big Fatty's listeners, they're special, and they require extra time, so I'm just going to leave it at 15 rings. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds about right, especially for folks that want to know why it rings 15 times. Well, now they know. Yes, Big Fatty. Happy music, it's true. Y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, I don't know if I had eaten already or not, but y'all, I had the second of those poke chop, greasy, greasy. We're gonna beat them easy, easy, bitch. You ain't right. One of the baked potatoes, y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And y'all, it was kind of a normal afternoon. I got myself a nice hot shower, and then I laid down for a little while. Didn't nip a nap, but y'all played some Candy Crush. And, y'all, then it was time for the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And, y'all, then I switched it over to the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves are playing up there in the New York City. New York City! Yes, they're playing in the Salsa Bowl, I believe. They're playing the Metropolitans. And, y'all, I had the TV machine on, but I turned the volume down. And I was reading my Apple Snack book, you know, Apple Snack, the first 50 years. And, y'all, it's just so good. And it's written so that you can have little bites of it here and there, and there are lots of little sidebar stories and things like that. It's just well written and clever. And so I was watching that, y'all. By the way, y'all, mark this on your marking calendar. Y'all, all the quiz programs are in reruns. The Price is Right, the Wheel, and the Jeopardy. Y'all, last for right
It was the last episode of season 42 of the Jeopardy, and y'all, they'll all come back sometime I don't know when they'll come back. Maybe
pray September.
Y'all, speaking of trademarks, who was it that sent this to me? It may have been Mr. Cackle. Sent me, the dude wipes, there's been a trademark violation, I need to get in touch with the old gal to see how she handles, trademark violations. The dude wipes, y'all, they're celebrating Shart Week. Be ready, trademark. Anyway. I'm not quite sure how to handle that. Big Fatty, you don't need to handle sharding. You've got enough of that on your own. Anyway, the sports ball game was playing. Y'all, when I did go to bed, I think the score was like 3-2 with the Metropolitans leading. I don't know what inning it was, but y'all have turned the TV machine off and slept like a baby and got up on Tuesday morning, and y'all looked at the score. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves got the asses beat 14-3. I couldn't believe it. And the Metropolitans are a terrible team this year. Big Fatty, it sounds like they're not the only terrible team. Well, maybe not. Got up on Tuesday morning, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and y'all had my broth, y'all made shisha meat rice. It was delicious. And, y'all, then I started doing my nipple walking. You know, Miss Gail King is still off this week. I don't know if she's still on assignment or if she's just taking some. Perhaps she's on a holiday. Yes, because kind of like Scotty and Ismail. They, you know, they're on a holiday, too. It's true. And, what was I saying? So I was doing my nipple walking, and y'all got a couple of miles in the villa here, and I said, you know what, I think I'm just going to head on up to senior size class, and y'all went up there, and y'all, it was so nice to see everybody, and I told them I would not be there Thursday because I would be at the Metropolitan Entertainment Complex for the inappropriate behavior in the swimming hole, the cement pond, naked cement pond party. And I'll be heading over there. Y'all, I'm the only one going. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, more on that later in the week. But y'all came back after my senior size class. Y'all had just snickersnacked on some of those popcorners, chips. And then I said, well, you know, might as well go ahead and record the little show because you got to go to Shady Pond. So, y'all, that's what I'm doing. And that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. I knew there was something about you.
Earl Grey, hot.
Of course it's hot. What do you want in it?
Nothing.
I'd like to get my hands on that fellow Earl Grey and tell him a thing or two.
Earl Grey. Never fails.
Yeah, I see y'all today, the 29th of July. Y'all, it marks the 2-year anniversarium of Big Fatty getting Earl Grey. And oh, yes, Big Fatty, Earl Grey never fails until it goes out of warranty this day next year. And then everything turns to shit. And maybe so. But y'all, I think in honor of that, I'll probably get Earl Grey wash. Big Fatty, you do that every Wednesday anyway. Well, this will be a special.
Hey,
Hey, it's time for a big fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Y'all, Dr. Stone, I guess he posted over there at the www that, the old gal said, I won't get into Ms. Wes. And Dr. Stone writes and says, I'm on the wrong one. Here it is. It says, thank goodness the old gal didn't get into me. There's only enough room for one, bitch. Ready, Tubby? Then y'all had a e-letter from Stinkpot. Stinkpot says, ahar, that Big Ricky opening just made me smile and laugh. But Big Fatty, this must have been last Wednesday that he's referring to. But Big Fatty, LOL, LOL, Lord have mercy, that was not Sassy Mac Sass Sass. Give you your Captain Kangaroo good morning, LOL. I dunno who that was, but it made me giggle when you identified as Sassy. Love you always. Now, y'all, I'm going to just play... Big Fatty, and y'all, if it's not Sassy, I don't know who the hell it is. Here's the clip.
Morning, Fatso.
Now, y'all, who the hell is that if it's not Sassy Mac Sass? Big Fatty, I think that Stinkpot might need to go and visit the good folks over at the Belltone Labs to have a screening, I think they call it. Well, y'all, if that's not Sassy, I don't know who it is. Y'all, if you know who that is, let Big Fatty know. But y'all, I don't care what Stinkpot says. That's Sassy Mac Sass Sass. You're very put out. Very put out, Sassy Mac Sass Sass. Here it is again.
Morning, Fatso.
Y'all, I swear, I think Stinkpot is losing it. Big Fatty, perhaps it's that Cushing's disease that he mentioned. Y'all, I don't know what he was talking about Cushing disease. Is that when you do the humpity bumpity on a couch or something? Big Fatty, no, that's something different. But y'all, I just don't know. Oh! Oh, dear Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, despite heading over to the Monroe on Thursday, y'all, I will be going to the Von's East. Yes, because you got to get Earl Grey washed for its anniversary. I mean, it's true. And, y'all, you know, there's always a good coupon on Wednesdays, so I'll be heading over there. I mentioned this is Memory Lane Little Show Week, and y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was the lads from Flat 29 over there in the UCK, they used to do the big book of everything. It was Charlie and Dan and Rich. And Rich, what do you got to say?
Well, you're very scared of Big Fatty.
Yeah, freaky.
Oh, Big Fatty. Rich may be the only one with good sense if he's scared of you.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.